Track one.
All right. Welcome to episode 18 of The Lab. I'm your host, Brad Barton. We've got some links to a device called the Opticon. It was developed in the 1970s. There are some YouTube videos worth looking at, if for no other reason than to be amused by what was considered cutting-edge technology in 1972. The Opticon took signals from a handheld camera that the user could move across the page and turned them into signals that were sent to an array of 144 tiny vibrating pins, which the user could feel with their finger. I actually got to play with one of these devices. It's loud, and extended use tended to make your finger smell like ozone. But it allowed blind users to have access to print, no matter how oddball the font was. Or they could also look at pictures, at graphs and diagrams, and so forth. Of course, it takes time and practice. And we could play this to the brain port stimulator, which was featured in the last episode of The Lab. We're going to have to deal with the fact that the Opticon and the company that made it, Telesensory, are no more. It was an enormously successful device, at least for those users who got them. But it was made by a small team for a small market, and eventually it just all went away. We got the same concern with the BrainPort. They've sold comparatively few units, and each device is handmade. You got to worry that at some point or another, no matter how good the device is, this small dedicated team will fall apart, and the device will no longer be available. Is there another approach? Is there some sort of maybe software approach, using a different sense, that would rely on nothing but off-the-shelf hardware, things that anybody could pick up? Well, as in many other times when I've asked a question, I already know the answer to this one. It is yes. And I will explain it in tomorrow's episode, and also explain what that strange sound you're hearing is. See you next time.